we have to do the dance party version of this show sometime, just so y'all can watch Kirk for an hour get jammed out to the bumper music. As always, thanks to our radio hosts, Devil Radio 92.7, The Shaw. Use the Devil Radio app. You can find us the video version at upnorthpodcast.com. Video version is also up on Kirk's Minocqua Brewing Company Facebook page and on YouTube. And find my daily work, as mentioned earlier, at upnorthnewswi.com. Sign up for our daily newsletter. Check us out on social media. Kristen, I'll go to you first, and then we'll have Kirk wrap things up with the guys here. But any impressions that other impressions that you walked away from hearing what Mel had to say about, you know, trying to make these cases and that sometimes they take time?
I really appreciate her perspective. And I really, as we were just talking on the break, I really appreciate that there's so much that still can be done. And one of the most important things that is coming out of these hearings is the visibility. I mean, I'm literally like, I joke around about like having Chex Mix and watching this like a movie, but the truth is I will sit down and watch this for entertainment. Not because it's necessarily entertaining, but because it's so necessary and it's compelling and it's fascinating. So if out of all of this, we don't have Josh Call, we don't have somebody else in the state of Wisconsin latching on to some of the information that Mel mentioned and following through with it, now that we're all aware, I would be shocked if the public pressure wasn't enough to make some of these things happen in the future. What do you guys think?
So I'm a cynic. Okay, I just am. I think that in our world today, the kind of political courage we were talking about before the break does not exist. I do think it's an interesting fact that the DOJ is now saying, give us the transcripts, right? You've kind of seen this little bit of conflict between the committee and DOJ. I think DOJ or the committee and the House have done an amazing job. They're nothing short of stupendous in laying out the facts as they know them and understand them. They've been relentless, and it's been really, really persuasive. Maybe, Kristen, there's a little bit of idealistic courage that comes from that, and people like Josh Call actually go out and do what they need to do. I completely agree with Mel Barnes. If there is not some type of accountability, that's what our lawsuit was about on behalf of the 10 plaintiffs. That's what their lawsuit's about. If there is not some kind of accountability, whether it's criminal, civil, or both, or whatever, this will happen again and again and again. And that's a big problem for our state.
There's a passage in Ernest Hemingway's novel, The Sun Also Rises, where somebody asks one of the characters, how did you go bankrupt? And he responds, two ways, gradually and then suddenly. And that's the way that this is going to fall apart, because there's not going to be right away, there's not going to be a big major cataclysmic thing. There's going to be a slippage here and there where some local board or some governor refuses to certify an election or ignores the vote. And people are going to get upset about it. But then there's going to be a cascade. And then once that turns, then we don't have America anymore. Then we don't.
Well, I appreciate that optimism, that shiny moment there, Mark. Thank you so much.
I'm going to once that one down now. The dam breaks, we are in big trouble. So we gotta put our fingers in every hole.
So Mark, I disagree. I think that enough people will be listening to these hearings. Random brewing companies and random OBGYNs from Wisconsin are getting on Zoom and trying to get the word out. This has elicited so many people who just don't or just can't handle the cheating. I disagree. I think that the House of Cards, like we played Radiohead, House of Cards will fall because there's enough people will realize these are lies, and we're gonna come out of this stronger.
I prove Leitner wrong. I think that sounds like a good motto for tonight's show.
I would be so happy to be wrong.
So we had a lot of fun at Ron Johnson's expense for potentially being an actual mule for fraudulent ballots. We're going to shift the focus to Derek Van Orden next week as we talk about the violence in D.C.
Insurrectionist.
Yes. So we'll have other things that Kirk is brewing. He doesn't just brew beer, folks. He brews content for you.
He brews hope. He's brewing hope tonight.
Brews hope. I like that. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Joe, Mark, Mel Bounds, Martins. Thank you for joining us at the cabin. We'll see you here next week. Won't you let me die?